The many faces of multi-asset investing. A poll among NMA readers shines a light on the joys and woes of multi-asset funds, transformational shifts, and current opportunity sets. Multi-asset funds have outperformed the market in recent drawdowns. In a time of economic distress and volatility, multi-asset funds offer diversification and flexibility to adjust portfolio positionings in changing environments. With the potential risk of recession looming on the horizon, the ability to react swiftly to changing circumstances is becoming more and more important. We asked the audience of New Model Advisor for their take on the current multi-asset landscape. The answers we received paint a detailed and, in part, surprising picture of an investment approach that is playing an increasingly important role these days. This piece is worth an indicative 30 minutes of CPD. The case for multi-asset funds. We spoke to Joseph McCurdy, account manager at PIMCO. Multi-asset products do something many individual fund pickers may struggle to do themselves, he says. They act as great diversifiers, not least due to their flexibility and the broad range of asset classes they cover. This heterogeneity spells opportunity, especially in times of crisis. 37% of poll participants use multi-asset products as diversifiers, while an equal percentage of respondents employ them as a holistic solution. Multi-asset funds, McCurdy says, provide a level of adaptability you may not get if you just buy equities in a single-asset fund. The ability to move in and out of asset classes at the most opportune time can make the lives of advisors a lot easier, he adds. If something happens in the markets, there can be less worry about things like rebalancing their portfolios and adapting them to a new reality. Multi-asset funds can serve as a safety blanket, which comes in handy in times of distress. Challenges. But despite their draw, multi-asset funds are by no means immune to external shocks. According to more than half of poll participants, inflation is the biggest factor in determining their decision to invest in multi-asset funds. By comparison, less than a third believe that the war in Ukraine will be the defining theme for multi-asset investors in the months to come. It's key to remember that there are both holistic, multi-asset portfolios, which are more of a one-stop shop for asset allocation, as well as more specialized solutions like inflation-fighting multi-asset portfolios. Multi-asset funds can pick and choose where they get their exposure from. That's why something like Russia's invasion of Ukraine or COVID-induced supply chain issues, which can be managed through asset allocation shifts and thematic allocations, are generally seen as having a much smaller effect on them than on single-asset portfolios, McCurdy points out. As for inflation upticks, long-term experience is crucial. Investment managers haven't had to grapple with inflationary periods in developed countries since the 1990s, so the number of fund managers who have had any first-hand experience in dealing with rapidly increasing prices constitutes a small strata. Times like these, he adds, require level-headedness and prudence. Opportunities. However, remaining calm is easier said than done when equity markets have been on a rollercoaster ride for the past few months, and fixed income is facing a challenging course. In PIMCO's latest cyclical outlook, global economic advisor Joachim Fels and CIO of global fixed income Andrew Balls make no bones about the current environment, but do see opportunities ahead. Significant uncertainty clouds the outlook as the global economy confronts a shock that is negative for growth and will likely spur further inflation, they say. In our base case, growth remains supported by the post-pandemic economic reopening and pent-up savings bolstering demand. Inflation may peak in the next few months and then moderate gradually. But Fels and Balls point out that there are risks to this scenario. Should the war in Ukraine escalate further, the possibility of a recession in Europe is not out of the question. To find opportunities in such a highly charged environment, people are turning their eyes towards emerging market equities, as indicated by half of poll participants. Meanwhile, only 30% of respondents find developed market equities the most compelling asset class. Listed alternatives and government bonds bring up the rear with a combined 20% of votes. Multi-asset funds, with their relative ease of exposure to a variety of areas and sectors, are able to make the most of the possibilities at hand. Their beauty, McCurdy says, lies in their universality. For all intents and purposes, a multi-asset fund is there to deliver something different. After all, the ultimate goal is to diversify risks away from one single asset class. That's why people buy them as a one-stop-shop solution, or as a diversifier, not as a direct exposure to a specific asset class or market environment.